From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. At 6 o'clock this morning, a Black Lives Matter rally drew hundreds to the Salt Lake City and County building. It featured speakers from Utah State Legislature and various minority communities. Among them was Utah writer and activist Darlene McDonald, who called on the crowd to make police reform a top priority at the ballot box this November.
When we are done kneeling, when the rally is over, when we are done marching, we have to go vote.
Organizers said they decided to hold the rally so early in the morning to discourage potential infiltrators from attending and to beat the heat. 307. That's the number of new COVID-19 cases reported today by the Utah Department of Health. It marks 2 weeks straight of more than 200 new daily cases. Utah now has the second highest number of cases among Mountain West states, only behind Colorado. Health officials also announced one new death, bringing the state's total to 128, and nearly 250,000 people have been tested. Republican gubernatorial candidate John Huntsman Jr. announced this morning he has tested positive for COVID-19. Earlier this week, Huntsman tweeted that he tested negative for the disease, but later said he had received the wrong results from the Salt Lake City Health Department. Huntsman got tested after being exposed to a member of his campaign staff last week who had contracted the virus. Two other staff members have also tested positive. There are just 20 days left until the primary election, and Huntsman has been neck and neck with Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox in the polls for months. The federal government announced this week an additional $15 billion in funding for medical and care facilities that were skipped over in earlier COVID-19 relief packages. Amanda Peacher reports.
It's no secret that the novel coronavirus disproportionately affects elderly people. And while Congress has provided aid to nursing homes during the crisis, that wasn't the case for many assisted living facilities. These are communities that typically provide less personal and medical care than nursing homes. But residents are elderly and still at risk, and these facilities have to take a lot of precautions.
Has the expense gone up for taking care of residents? Absolutely.
Henry Kyle is CEO for the Colorado Assisted Living Association. Kyle says the federal aid will be a help.
It will certainly enhance the quality of care that we all try to maintain when we work with our residents and keep them in a very safe and healthy environment.
The federal aid is specifically available to assisted living communities that house Medicaid recipients. There are more than 1,000 assisted living facilities across the Mountain West. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Census field operations will start up again tomorrow on the Navajo Nation. The Bureau halted the in-person delivery of the 2020 questionnaires due to the COVID-19 outbreak, which hit the Navajo Nation particularly hard. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, about 0.9% of residents on the nation have responded as of today, compared with around 61% for the rest of the United States. Census data is used to determine the number of congressional seats a state gets and how federal funds are divvied up among communities. An Idaho man has been charged with concealing or destroying two sets of human remains after authorities say they uncovered bodies on his property while investigating the disappearance of his wife's two children. An Idaho prosecutor filed the felony charges against Chad Daybell this morning. The remains have not yet been identified. Daybell had married the children's mother, Lori Vallo Daybell, who has since been charged with child abandonment. Then 7-year-old Joshua J.J. Vallo and 17-year-old Tylee Ryan have not been seen since September. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.